And now we're going to talk about seeing things better. In sub-Saharan Africa, vision and eye care services are nearly non-existent. And when they are, it's costly. The ratio of optometrists, of eye doctors to patients there is 1 to 1. But one researcher at Oxford University has been working to make it easier for people to get eye care. Josh Silver joins us from Oxford University, where he is the director of research at the Center for Vision in the Developing World. Welcome, Josh.
Hello.
So tell us about your plan.
Well, if you look at the world and you ask how many people need corrective eyewear today, the answer is probably 3 billion people. And my plan, if you like, the aim, is to try to deal with that problem over the next 10 years or so, if we possibly can.
So wait a second, though. You're a physicist. Yeah. And you've invented a kind of eyeglass that is self-adjusting. Explain.
Yeah. Well, you see, if you ask the question, why there's such large numbers of people that don't have corrective eyewear, the answer, as you've already alluded to, is that really they don't. There are insufficient eye care professionals to meet the needs of the people. And I looked at this problem and thought, well, how about if you can create eyeglasses where the lenses are not conventional, not fixed, but can be changed in power? And then how about you equip people with these eyeglasses and they adjust the lenses until they can see clearly, in effect making their own prescription eyewear?
So how does that work exactly, though? So you don't have a glass, I mean, there's no lens?
Well, there are actually, of course there's a lens, there are several ways of making lenses that have the feature that their focusing power can be easily changed. And in fact, we're all familiar with this, although we may not know it, because the lens inside your eye has the feature that it can change its focusing power. And normally it's operated, as it were, automatically by the brain. And as you look around, the lens changes its focus so that you maintain good focus as you look at different distances. And if you extend that thought a bit, and if you think, well, suppose I made a lens a bit like the eye lens, actually make two of them, pop them into a spectacle frame, put a means of adjustment on them, then maybe the wearer could adjust those lenses, if they needed glasses, until they got clear vision.
Interesting. I mean, it's a design question relying on the sort of biomimicry of the human eye.
I didn't hear that. Can you repeat?
It's fascinating that you're doing a kind of a design question mimicking what's going on in the human eye. I'm wondering how this initiative is different or similar to, say, the one laptop per child attempt to get technology like laptops to people in emerging countries, or the use of local technology to produce wheelchairs around the world that people have tried to use to get easily maintainable devices into communities of need there. I suspect you're going to need fresh water at the very least to make this work.
There is a similarity between all these programs, but you don't need the device comes sort of ready filled, and you simply put it on and you adjust it. You don't need anything else.
That's great.
Many, Josh, have actually been distributed? And I understand that you have a very ambitious plan for 2010.
Yeah. Well, so far, the approach of what I would call self-refraction has been tested in the field with support from the British government's Department for International Development and shown to be effective, shown that it works. You can find your own refraction with the device. We've also put out around 30,000 pairs.
Josh, how much do they cost?
The device currently, we charge for the device, most of which have been put out, in fact, by the US government with a little logo on the side saying from the American people. We charge around $19-$20 for them at the moment. But the eventual aim is to bring the cost down to around a dollar. because if we don't do that, we can't really get to the volumes that we wish to get to.
And that brings you to your goal of getting these eyeglasses distributed to tens of millions of people by 2010.
More than that. The global need is around a billion, and we have... I'm sorry, you said 2010.
Yes.
We want to distribute initially, as in the initial phase of the program, we want to distribute around a million over the next year or so.
And we're going to wish you the best of luck on that. Joshua Silver, Director of Research at the Center for Vision in the Developing World at Oxford University. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And now Femi Hoke has got the rest of the day's headlines.
Thank you. And the time is just coming up to 21 minutes to the top of the hour.